Good morning. Today we're just going to add on some interesting points as it relates to the fast of the firstborn, the Tanis of the Bechoros on Erev Pesach that we've been discussing, that the minhag is that we are lenient that if the Bechor participates in a Siyum, so he can eat in the Siyum and he is exempted accordingly for then and the rest of the day from fasting. So in fact, there are a number of ways that we are lenient when it comes to this fast day. Fundamentally, this fast day is a minhag, it's not mikar adin. So accordingly, that gives us some flexibility in being lenient in different ways when it comes to this fast. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings as follows, that we're lenient. L'haktim u'la'acher et siyum ha'masechta ad erev Pesach. If somebody wants to speed up or slow down in order for his siyum to end up on erev Pesach, that is acceptable when it comes to this. Other times it may not, for example, the 9 days making a siyum, but here it would be permissible because this is fundamentally a minhag. Number two, it's also, we're also able to be mekol shekola mispalalin vanesafin b'mesa medrash mishtatvin b'siyum, that everyone who's there in the shul, who participates in the siyum, who is there for the siyum, can participate and eat in the siyum, even though they have no connection to the person who is Messiah, they don't know him, and in the rest of the year, they wouldn't even participate in this simcha. So the whole reason is that they're participating is in order to get out of fasting. That would also be acceptable, not a problem. And point number three, how we are lenient is, even if the person making the siyum would typically not make a siyum on what he has learned. For example, somebody who finishes masechtas regularly, so he doesn't make a siyum on every masechta, only makes a siyum on shas, or he typically wouldn't make a siyum on Navi, one book of Navi, although he learned it in depth with the Parish of the Rishonim, but that's not something that would bring him tremendous simcha that on a normal basis he would make a siyum on it. Nonetheless, when it comes to this day, the Erev Pesach, in order to have the siyum and accept, if he's a Bechor himself or others from the siyum, from the fast day, it would be totally acceptable for him to make a siyum, even though all year round he otherwise wouldn't. Have a wonderful day.